Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is here. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the book, A Nation Rising. Also on the name of the book, America's Hidden History. Also, don't know much about history. You're starting to see the trend here. One of the great historians of our time, and our good friend Kenneth Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Remind me, which is the new book?
The new book is called The Hidden History of America at War.
And there you go. That's the
six battles in our history from Yorktown at the end of the Revolution, right?
And
through Fallujah.
I know why I don't have my copy. Somebody lifted it. Somebody came to my office and got it. That's when you can tell it's a really good book, when people wander in my office and in my building and walk off with stuff. Okay.
Someone told me a few years ago, and they said it somewhat sheepishly, but it's a great compliment that they said your book's a great John book. So I said that's fine. That's where people actually read them.
So all right, I'm a little confused. At first, you're always here on holidays, President's Day or Memorial Day or 4th of July or something like that. All these years you've been doing the holidays, and I thought, well, why is Ken here? Because it's not a holiday. Then I looked it up, then I found out how wrong I was. This is National Distaff Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I thought you were on. I was on because it's Millard Fillmore's birthday.
Well, that too, but no. This is also. I'm not going to take it anymore. Day.
Well, we've been having. I'm not going to take it anymore. Decade, I think. But
and it's also National Tempura Day. So for all of you who love the wonderful tempura flour. So anyway, Ken, I just had to say that to make it legitimate for you to be here, we had to have some kind of holiday discussion. All right, so you've written a piece recently about five questions that you think we ought to ask every single candidate for president, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Mugwump, all of them, right?
I believe these are questions that every candidate should answer, and they have nothing to do with what kind of boots you wear.
Right, and they're all around foreign policy, right?
Well, they specifically relate to the idea that these are questions we should ask the person who's going to be commander-in-chief, because it is, when you come down to it, the president makes a lot of decisions, Congress makes a lot of decisions, but the president makes a couple of very basic decisions. One relates to the Supreme Court, and that, of course, has to go through Congress. The other is that the president has the ability to put American lives in harm's way.
We have found out in the last 30, 40 years how many different ways a president can take people to war, haven't we?
We have, and, Jim,
unilaterally, without Congress.
Without Congress, or with Congress's acquiescence in very kind of mealy-mouthed ways, like passing resolutions that are so open-ended they might not be resolutions. And we're currently operating around the world under such a resolution because Congress hasn't been asked or hasn't taken up its duty to debate whether we should be in some of the situations we're in. And this
is really
the most important question a president has to decide.
So your first question is, would you declare war against ISIS?
That's correct. I wrote this obviously a few weeks ago, and it was at that moment that we were right in the thick of the aftermath of the shootings in California, and people were talking about we're at war. And so that is question number one. As president, would you ask Congress for a declaration of war against the Islamic State? Now, Jim, let me just remind people, because we've been at war for a very, very long time, and we've been at war many times. Most of our history, we've been in some kind of war of our 200 and 40-odd years of history.
Yeah.
But we've only had 5 congressional declarations of war. People are amazed when they hear that, that we've only officially declared war 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Many other resolutions, Tonkin resolution, we have a resolution right now that a global war on terror resolution that, you know, is like what Lyndon Johnson said about the Tonkin resolution. It's like granny's nightshirt. It covers
right,
everything.
That was a Vietnam War that wasn't really an official war, was it?
That's right. Vietnam, the Vietnam
War. Well, Korea
war
wasn't either, was it? Korea wasn't really either.
The war in Korea was not a war.
No offense to anybody who served or died. That's not what we're doing here.
No,
we're
absolutely
talking,
not.
We're talking technical here, folks.
You know, that's one of the things I kind of rankles me a little bit.
Because, Ken, the people who were there are saying, you know, don't tell me there wasn't a war. I was there. I saw, you know. So we're not talking about that, folks. We're not talking about
We're talking about the technical executive ability. And the constitutional responsibility that Congress has to be involved in these decisions. And nobody likes to get involved, you know, put their fingerprint on these decisions because they come back to bite them sometimes. And Hillary Clinton certainly learned that in 2008 when she was running against Barack Obama and her vote in favor of the resolution for Iraq hurt her and certainly helped make Barack Obama president.
And you know exactly right. And you know the other thing, though, you it has to be said on this thing with ISIS. Many people, and I'm one of them who believes this. Many people believe that our behavior in exiting Iraq created ISIS.
That's a much longer conversation and a longer debate because this was really predicted by many people before we even went into Iraq that this was going. And it's the complete misunderstanding of what of Middle Eastern politics and religion in every level of government, especially at the White House and the
Colin Powell warned us about this 15 years ago, didn't he?
Completely, 12, as many others
ago.
Did. They said this is going to be a fracture, a rupture that will wreak havoc, and that's and that's what we are. We
had seen the movie.
Whirlwind.
We had seen the movie before, hadn't we? We saw the Russian movie in Afghanistan. We've seen the movie in many other places in the Middle East. This has been going on for 5,000 years. What's going on over there right now?
Well, it's certainly been going on since about the year I think 600 or 800 when the two branches of Islam broke apart.
Before that, when Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Ken, don't forget that.
I think Alexander the Great had some problems there, too.
20 after, right after these messages, right back with Ken Davis. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.